All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going deep on a topic that I think a lot of people are probably interested in, but we don't talk about very much. Erectile dysfunction.
ED.
Yeah, ED.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people probably think this is an older man's problem.
Yeah.
I guess it's something you deal with when you're 70, 80, whatever.
Right.
But that's not really a whole story, is it?
Not at all, no. I mean, it's true that something like 70% of men over 70 do report some degree of ED.
Wow, 70%. That's a lot.
But even in younger men, 20 to 40-year-olds, we still see about 5% reporting some degree of ED.
Really? Wow. So it's a lot more common across age groups than people think.
Much more.
Okay. So we're going to deep dive into this today, and we've got this really in-depth guide that we're going to be working off of today to try and figure this all out. So where should we start? What are we trying to accomplish today with this deep dive?
Well, I think our mission today is really to understand what causes ED, what kind of impact it has on men's lives, and then also, and this might surprise people, the range of treatments that are now available.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's worth saying right up front, this can be a sensitive topic,
Absolutely.
but it's so important to understand this stuff. I mean, that's the first step to addressing it and feeling better.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Okay. So let's get into it. What causes ED?
Well, it's rarely just one thing.
Right.
There's a lot of factors at play,
Okay.
but we can kind of break it down into three main categories: physical, psychological, and lifestyle.
Okay.
So let's start with the physical.
Okay. Physical. What are we talking about there? What are some of the physical causes?
Well, one of the most important ones, and this is something a lot of people don't realize, is cardiovascular health.
Cardiovascular
Yeah,
health.
your heart and your blood vessels.
Okay. So how does that tie into this?
Well, think about it. An erection, it relies on good blood flow to the penis. Right. Okay.
So if you have something like atherosclerosis, where your arteries harden and narrow,
Right.
or endothelial dysfunction, which means your blood vessels can't expand properly, then that blood flow is restricted. And it can lead to ED.
Okay, so that makes sense. And is that common, these cardiovascular problems?
Unfortunately, they are pretty common, especially as men get older.
Right.
But the really interesting thing here, and this is what I think is important for people to realize,
Yeah.
is that ED can sometimes be an early warning sign
Oh.
that something's not right with your cardiovascular system.
Okay.
It might even be a precursor to something more serious, like a heart attack or a stroke.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about sexual function. It's
Yeah, okay.
a sign of overall health.
Precisely.
Okay. That's really interesting. What else? What about diabetes?
Yeah, diabetes is another big one. Men with diabetes have a much higher risk of developing ED.
How much higher? Oh, it varies, but studies suggest it could be anywhere from 35% to even as high as 90%.
Wow, 90%.
Yeah.
That's a huge increase.
It is. And it's because diabetes can damage both your blood vessels and your nerves.
Right.
And those are both really important for getting and maintaining an erection.
Okay.
And often, men with diabetes also have high blood pressure and heart disease.
Right.
So it's like a triple whammy.
Yeah, it all kind of ties together.
It does, yeah.
Okay. So we've talked about cardiovascular health, diabetes. What about high blood pressure specifically? How does that play into it?
Right, hypertension. Well, similar to cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure can damage the lining of your blood vessels, including the ones that supply blood to the penis. So again, you get that reduced blood flow.
Okay.
And it also affects the endothelium, which is the inner lining of your blood vessels.
Right.
That's really important for healthy blood flow.
Okay.
And here's the thing, some medications for high blood pressure can actually worsen ED.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not ideal, no.
So you gotta be careful with the medication.
Exactly. You need to work closely with your doctor to find the right treatment plan for you.
Okay. What about obesity? How does that fit into all of this?
Right. Well, obesity is linked to a whole host of health problems, including ED.
Okay.
It increases your risk of both cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes, which we already talked about.
Right.
But it also, excess fat, especially around the belly, can lead to hormonal imbalances,
Okay.
often lower testosterone levels, which are important for libido and erectile function.
Right.
Plus, obesity promotes inflammation and contributes to that endothelial dysfunction we talked about earlier. So it's like a
Right.
cascade of negative
Yeah,
effects.
it all kind of comes back to that same stuff.
It does, yeah, it's all connected.
Okay. We've been talking about testosterone, so hormones in general. What role do they play in ED?
Well, hormonal imbalances are definitely a factor.
Okay.
Testosterone is obviously crucial for sexual desire and the physical mechanisms of an erection. So if you have low testosterone, also known as hypogonadism,
right,
that can definitely contribute to ED.
Okay.
But it's not just testosterone. Other hormonal disorders like thyroid problems
right.
can also have an impact on sexual function.
Okay. So those are all kind of internal physical things. What about the nervous system?
Yeah, the nervous system is absolutely essential for erections.
Okay.
The signals that travel between your brain and your penis,
right,
those are what trigger and sustain an erection.
Okay.
So if you have a neurological disorder like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, or a spinal cord injury, those can disrupt those nerve pathways and lead to ED.
Okay. That makes sense. So that's a lot of physical stuff. What about the mental side of things, you know, psychological causes?
Right. Yeah. The mind plays a huge role in sexual function.
I imagine so.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the biggest psychological factors is anxiety.
Anxiety.
Yeah. Especially performance anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that worry about not being able to perform sexually.
Right.
Yeah. That can actually make it more likely to happen. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Your body goes into stress mode, releases adrenaline, and that can constrict blood vessels, making it even harder to get an erection.
Right. So it's almost like a mental block.
It can be, yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Okay. And what about depression? How does that tie into ED?
Well, depression and ED often go together.
Okay.
Depression itself can lower your libido.
Right.
So naturally, it becomes harder to achieve an erection. And then, as we mentioned before, some antidepressants, especially SSRIs,
right,
can have side effects that include sexual dysfunction.
So it could be the depression itself or the medication.
Exactly. It's a complex interplay.
Okay. What about stress? Just general stress.
Right.
How did that impact things?
Well, stress is like a constant state of fight or flight. Your body's always on high alert.
Yeah.
And that means you're pumping out stress hormones, which, as we've discussed, can restrict blood flow.
Right.
Plus, chronic stress can lead to all sorts of unhealthy habits.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, drinking more, all of which can contribute to ED.
Right. So it's like a double whammy with stress.
Exactly. It can have both direct and indirect effects.
Okay. And then last but not least in the psychological category, what about relationship problems?
Yeah, relationships are obviously a big part of sexual health. If you're having communication issues with your partner,
right,
unresolved conflicts, lack of intimacy, all of that can take a toll on your sexual desire.
Yeah, for sure.
And make it more difficult to perform sexually.
So the emotional connection is really important.
It's absolutely crucial.
Okay, so we've covered physical and psychological causes. What about lifestyle factors? What are some of the things that people are doing that might be contributing to ED?
Well, smoking is a big one.
Smoking, okay.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how much damage smoking does to your blood vessels.
Right.
It reduces blood flow throughout your body, including to the penis.
Okay.
And it also contributes to those other problems we talked about.
Right. Endothelial dysfunction.
Exactly. Right. And atherosclerosis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, smoking is a major risk factor for ED.
Okay. So another good reason to quit smoking?
Absolutely.
What about alcohol?
Yeah. Alcohol is tricky.
Okay.
A little bit might help some people relax.
Right.
But too much alcohol is a depressant.
Mm-hmm.
It messes with your central nervous system.
Okay.
And that can interfere with the nerve signals that are needed for an erection.
Right.
And chronic alcohol abuse can lead to liver damage, hormonal problems, and nerve damage.
Yeah.
All of which can contribute to ED.
Okay, so moderation is key with alcohol.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
Yeah.
Or lack of exercise?
Yeah, being sedentary is definitely linked to ED.
Okay.
Exercise is so important for cardiovascular health.
Right.
It improves blood flow. It can boost testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not exercising, you're missing out on all those benefits.
Okay.
And you're more likely to become obese.
Right, which we already talked about.
Exactly. So it's a vicious cycle.
Okay. And last but not least, diet. How does that play a role?
Diet is huge.
Right.
Everything you eat affects your overall health, including your sexual health.
Right.
A diet full of processed foods, sugary drinks, and unhealthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Right.
All of which can contribute to ED.
Okay.
So you want to focus on a healthy diet, lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins.
Right, a balanced diet.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. I mean, there are a lot of things that can contribute to ED.
There are, yeah.
But the good news is that it's often treatable.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. What are some of the treatments that are available?
Okay. Well, one of the most common and well-known treatments is oral medications.
Okay.
Specifically, a class of drugs called PDE5 inhibitors.
Okay, so that's what are some of the names of those drugs?
So the big ones you've probably heard of are sildenafil, which is Viagra.
Right.
Tadalafil, which is Cialis,
mm-hmm.
and Vardenafil, which is Levitra.
Okay.
These are usually the first line of treatment.
Okay.
They're pretty easy to take, and they're effective for a lot of men.
Oh.
But they can have side effects.
Like what?
Headaches, flushing, nasal congestion are some of the common ones.
Okay. So those are kind of the go-to treatments. What about if those don't work? Or if someone's looking for something different, what other options are there?
Right. Well, there are several other options. One that's becoming increasingly popular is Trimix and Quadmix injections.
Injections, okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming those go directly into the penis.
They do, yes.
Okay. And what exactly are they injecting?
So it's a mixture of different vasodilator drugs.
Okay.
Usually 3 or 4, depending on whether it's Trimix or Quadmix.
Okay.
And vasodilators, they work by relaxing the smooth muscles in the blood vessels.
Okay.
So it allows them to widen, which improves blood flow.
Right. So it's basically bypassing the whole system.
Right.
And just delivering the blood flow directly.
Exactly. It's a very direct approach.
Okay. And those are effective.
They can be very effective, especially for men who don't respond to oral medications.
Okay.
They have a high success rate, even for severe cases of ED.
Oh, wow. Okay. How quickly do they work?
Usually within 5 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
And the effects can last for 30 to 60 minutes.
Okay. So it's pretty fast acting.
It is, yeah.
Are there any risks associated with these injections?
There are some risks, yes.
Like what?
Well, the most common ones are bruising or pain at the injection site.
Okay.
But there are also some less common but more serious risks.
Okay.
Things like priapism.
What's that?
That's a prolonged and often painful erection that requires medical attention.
Oh.
And there's also the risk of developing scar tissue with repeated use.
Okay. So it's not completely risk-free.
No, but when they're administered properly by a qualified healthcare provider, they're generally safe.
Okay, so it's important to do it the right way.
Absolutely. Always consult with your doctor.
Okay. We have something here about platelet-rich plasma therapy.
PRP.
PRP.
Yeah.
Often called the P shot.
Right.
What is that?
This is a really interesting treatment.
Okay.
It basically uses your body's own healing mechanism.
Okay.
So they take a sample of your blood.
Okay.
And they spin it down to concentrate the platelets.
Okay.
And platelets, they're rich in growth factors.
Yes.
So they inject this platelet-rich plasma into the penis. And the idea is that those growth factors stimulate tissue regeneration and improve blood flow.
Oh, so it's like using your own body to heal itself.
Exactly. It's harnessing your natural healing power.
That's pretty cool. Does it work?
It seems to work for a lot of men.
Okay.
Some men report improvements in erection firmness and quality.
Okay.
Increased sensitivity, better sexual satisfaction overall.
Okay, that's good. How effective is it? Like, what percentage of men see results?
Well, studies suggest a success rate of about 60% to 70%.
Okay, so it's not 100%.
No, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, individual results can vary.
Right, right. Is it safe?
It's considered very safe.
Okay.
Because it uses your own blood.
Right.
So there's very little risk of allergic reactions or other complications.
Okay, that's good. How long does it take to see results with the P shot?
It's not an immediate thing. You might notice some initial improvements within a few weeks. But the full benefits usually take a few months to develop,
okay.
Like 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And those benefits can last for 12 to 18 months.
Okay. So it's kind of a longer term solution.
It is, yeah. The goal is more natural and lasting improvement.
Okay. There's something here about shockwave therapy.
Yeah.
L-I-E-S-W-T.
L-I-E-S-W-T. L-I-E-S-W-T.
Low intensity extracorporeal shockwave therapy.
Okay. What is that?
It's a non-invasive treatment.
Okay.
That uses low-intensity sound waves.
Okay.
They target the tissues in the penis.
Okay.
And the idea is to stimulate the growth of new blood vessels.
Okay.
And to improve the function of existing blood vessels.
So it's basically trying to fix the plumbing.
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
It's all about improving blood flow.
Okay. And this is done without medication.
Exactly. It's non-invasive and doesn't involve any drugs.
Okay. That's pretty appealing. How well does it work?
Well, it's still considered investigational.
Okay.
More research is needed to confirm its long-term effectiveness.
Okay.
But the early results are promising.
Okay.
And a lot of men are seeing improvements.
Okay, that's good. How long does a treatment session last?
Usually about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
And you typically need 6 to 12 sessions over several weeks.
Okay. So it's a bit of a commitment.
It is, yeah. Hmm. But it could be worth it for long-term improvement.
Okay. The guide also mentions premature ejaculation.
PE,
yeah. And there's a possible treatment for that.
Right. One option is low-dose SSRI therapy.
Okay.
Specifically using a medication called escitalopram.
Okay.
Or Lexapro.
Okay.
Usually a low dose, like 5 milligrams 3 times a week.
Okay. And that helps with premature ejaculation.
Yeah, SSRIs can help delay ejaculation.
Okay.
They increase serotonin levels in the brain.
Okay.
And that can help you last longer.
Okay. How quickly does it work?
You might see some improvement within a few days.
Okay.
But it usually takes a couple of weeks to reach full effect.
Okay.
Like 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. So it's not a magic bullet.
No, but it can definitely make a difference.
Okay. So this guide that we're using, it's from Low Country Mail.
Right.
And they have a specific approach to diagnosing and treating ED.
They do, yeah.
Can you talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, sure. They really emphasize a personalized approach.
Okay.
Which is so important because
yeah.
Everyone's different.
Right.
So their diagnostic process, it involves a few key steps.
Okay.
First, they do a thorough medical history.
Okay.
Looking for any underlying conditions like diabetes, heart disease, hormonal imbalances.
Right.
They also look at your lifestyle factors.
Okay.
Stress levels, alcohol use, smoking, physical activity.
So they're really trying to get a complete picture of your health.
Exactly. Yeah. Then they do a physical exam
mm-hmm.
to check for any vascular or nerve-related issues.
Okay.
And they also do lab testing.
Okay.
To check hormone levels, cholesterol, blood sugar, and this is important, they also do a psychological evaluation.
Okay.
To screen for things like anxiety and depression.
So they're not just looking at the physical stuff.
No, they're looking at the whole person.
Right, okay. And then, based on all of that, they come up with a treatment plan.
Exactly.
Okay.
And their treatment options include all the things we've talked about.
Okay.
Oral medications, testosterone therapy, injections, the P shot, shockwave therapy.
Okay.
And they also emphasize ongoing follow-up care.
Oh, that's important.
It is, yeah.
To make sure the treatment is working.
Exactly. And to make adjustments if needed.
Right. Okay, so that's a really comprehensive approach.
It is, yeah. They're really committed to helping men find the best solution for them.
Okay. Now, the guide also has a section on frequently asked questions.
Right.
So let's go through some of those. How does someone know if they have ED?
Well, the main thing is if you consistently have trouble getting or maintaining an erection.
Okay.
That's firm enough for sex. That's a sign that you might have ED.
Okay.
The best way to know for sure is to see a doctor.
Okay, so get a professional diagnosis.
Exactly. They can do a physical exam, blood tests, and other tests if needed.
Right. Okay, what about insurance? Does insurance cover ED treatments?
It depends on your insurance plan.
Okay.
And the specific treatment.
Right.
Some plans cover more than others.
Okay.
So you definitely need to check with your insurance provider.
Right, so don't assume anything.
Exactly.
Okay. How quickly do treatments work?
That varies depending on the treatment. Right. Oral medications like Viagra can work within an hour.
Okay.
But other treatments like injections or the P shot
right.
might take longer to see results.
Okay.
Maybe a few days or even weeks.
Okay. This is a big one. Is ED permanent?
No, it's not always permanent.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, sometimes it's temporary.
Okay.
Maybe due to stress or lifestyle factors.
Right.
Or an underlying health condition that can be treated. But sometimes it is a more persistent issue.
Okay.
But the good news is that early treatment often leads to improvement.
Okay. So it's important to address it sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Don't wait. Talk to your doctor.
Okay. What about if you have a heart condition? Are ED medications safe?
That's a really important question.
Yeah.
And the answer is it depends.
Okay.
You absolutely have to talk to your doctor.
Okay.
Because some ED meds might not be safe if you have certain heart conditions.
Okay.
Or if you're taking certain medications.
Okay. So again, it's about talking to your doctor.
Exactly. They can assess your individual situation.
Right. Okay. What if ED meds work at first, but then stop working?
Right. That can happen.
Okay.
And there are a few possible reasons.
Okay.
It could mean the underlying health issue is getting worse.
Right.
Or you might be developing a tolerance to the medication.
Okay.
Or maybe you're not using it correctly.
Okay.
So if that happens, definitely talk to your doctor.
Okay.
They might adjust your dosage, switch you to a different medication.
Right.
Or explore other treatment options.
Okay. Does ED cause infertility?
Not directly.
Okay.
But some of the underlying conditions that cause ED
right.
can also affect fertility.
Okay.
Like low testosterone or poor blood flow.
Okay.
So if you're concerned about both ED and fertility,
yeah.
definitely talk to your doctor about it.
Okay. So it's all connected.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Just to be clear, the ED meds that we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
they're all FDA approved,
yeah,
right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, just wanted to make
sure. Yeah, the common ones, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra.
Right.
They've all been tested and approved by the FDA.
Okay, good. What about the P shot? Does it work for everyone?
No, not for everyone.
Great.
It seems to be most effective for men with mild to moderate ED.
Okay.
Especially if the cause is poor blood flow.
Right.
But individual results can vary.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is the P shot a one-time treatment?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. The effects can last for a while, maybe 12 to 18 months.
Okay. But some men might need follow-up treatments to maintain the benefits.
Okay.
It really depends on the individual.
Right.
Is it safe?
It's considered very safe.
Okay. Especially when it's done by a qualified medical professional.
Right.
Because it uses your own blood.
Right.
So the risk of complications is very low.
Okay, that's good. Just a couple more quick questions. How long does a shockwave therapy session last?
About 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And how many sessions do you usually need?
Usually 6 to 12 sessions.
Okay. And for Trimix and Quadmix, how quickly do they work?
They usually work within 5 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And how long do the effects last?
About 30 to 60 minutes.
Okay. And are they safe to use regularly?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
But there are some potential risks.
Right.
So it's important to follow your doctor's instructions carefully.
Okay. Well, this has been a really informative deep dive.
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
We have. I think the takeaway here is that ED is a treatable condition.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of options available.
There are, yeah.
And you don't have to suffer in silence.
Exactly.
The first step is to understand the causes.
Right.
And then to seek professional help.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, if we can be more open about this,